I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Olympic dreams can begin at a young age.
The skateboard was my favorite toy.
The toy was so much fun for Sky Brown of Britain. As a very young child, she literally rode her skateboard more than she walked.
Once I got the board, I'm like, I can't walk anywhere. Like, I only can, like, it just made more funner being on the skateboard.
Now 11 years old, she takes that fun to the Tokyo Olympics as the youngest ever member of the British Olympic team. But first, the skateboard prodigy had to beg her parents, with help from her Team GB coach, to let her compete on sport's biggest stage.
My parents thought it was too much pressure, but then Team GB, the Lucy Adams, she said that, like, there was no pressure, just get out there, have fun, and that's more like the way I skate.
The Tokyo Olympics provide even more of a special occasion for Brown and her parents.
I get to be in my mom's country because she's Japanese, and that's Japan is where I was born, where I grew up. It's basically like my home, where my favorite food is. And I also get to compete for my dad's country, so I think that's going to be really cool.
Sky Brown also has a mission while she rides her skateboard at the Olympics.
I want to go to the Olympics to inspire, because I feel like sometimes girls are afraid to do what they want to do.
Sky Brown has already won a world championship bronze medal and incredibly became the first female ever to land a frontside 540 at the X Games last year. She picked up a lot of tricks from watching videos on YouTube. While riding and turning high in the air, 11-year-old Sky Brown has a very mature and grounded approach to her Olympic debut.
It would be cool to get the gold medal, but, well, I'm going to try my best, but I'm just going to have fun.
Over the past 2 years, the public has watched with growing concern the reports of death and injury in the business of professional horse racing.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey S. Berman announced doping charges that allegedly affected horse races in New York, New Jersey, Florida, Ohio, Kentucky, and the United Arab Emirates.
Today, we announce criminal charges against racehorse trainers Jorge Navarro and Jason Service, as well as 9 other trainers, 7 veterinarians, and 9 drug suppliers and distributors, all involved in the cruel and systematic doping of racehorses across the United States and indeed around the world, using misbranded, adulterated, and dangerous performance-enhancing drugs.
The charges were detailed in 4 indictments unveiled in Manhattan federal court. Authorities said participants in the fraud misled government agencies, including federal and state regulators, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, various state horse racing regulators, and the betting public.
The defendants who we charge today engaged in this conduct not for the love of the sport and certainly not out of care for the horses, but for money. To secure cash prizes by increasing a racehorse's chances of winning races, or to make money by manufacturing and selling illegal drugs. And it was the racehorses that paid the price for the defendant's unbridled greed.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey S. Berman says one of the horses involved is Maximum Security, who finished first at last year's Kentucky Derby, only to become just the second winner of the famed Triple Crown race to be disqualified after impeding the progress of competitors.
And just last week, Maximum Security won a major race in the Middle East. His trainer, Jason Service, as alleged, gave SGF 1000 to almost every horse he trained, including Maximum Security.
Prosecutors noted in the indictments that professional horse racing is a $100 billion industry, followed by millions of fans worldwide, with top racehorses selling at auction for well over $1 million. Coronavirus has claimed another sports event victim, this time the BNP Paribas Open, the near-major tennis tournament originally set for this week in the California desert. Indian Wells Mayor Ty Peabody described the decision to call off the largest U.S. sporting event so far as a tragedy for local businesses.
I'm very disappointed. It's a huge economic problem for the Valley. Cost the Valley probably $375 million. Cost the city of Indian Wells $4 million. I feel badly for the employees at the Indian Wells tennis tournament. I feel badly for the management. They run a phenomenal tournament. This is just a very unfortunate situation.
The cancellation announcement came late Sunday after many players were already in the desert practicing. Mayor Peabody told KESQ Television the move affects more than just the players and fans.
For the restaurants and all of these people, they're all going to lose probably 30% of their business during the busiest part of the year. It's a tragedy. It's unfortunate.
Qualifying matches were to begin Monday, with women's main draw matches starting Wednesday and the men's draw beginning Thursday. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency with over 100 cases of coronavirus reported in the state. Italy has been among the hardest affected countries outside of China by the coronavirus spread. With 463 virus deaths as of Monday, Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said in Rome that all sporting events are canceled.
Decisione giusta oggi è di restare a casa.
It is right at this time to stay at home. Our future is in our hands, and our hands have to be responsible hands, today more than ever. Everyone has to do their part, and it is for this reason that there will be imposed on all the territories of the peninsula these measures that we already put in place for the northern part, Lombardy, and other provinces just a few days ago. We have also adopted other measures for sporting events. At this point, in this context, there is no reason to continue with the competitions. I am thinking about the football championship, so I am sorry to say this, but all the fans must accept this, and we will not allow gyms to be used either for sporting activities. The largest sports events affected are the beloved Italian Serie A football matches, suspended nationwide indefinitely. Spanish golfer Jorge Campillo went five extra holes before outlasting Kalle Samoja of Finland at the Qatar Masters.
I played not so good in the first few holes, and then middle of the round I played okay, and then I was a little bit scared. I was 17 tee shot, and you know how mine works, you know, sometimes.
Campillo started slow in the final round, but gained momentum.
I hit some good shots coming in, well, in middle of the round, but yeah, you gotta be patient, you gotta try hard, you know. I know I was going to make some putts. You know, it was a tough win, but I'm glad I pulled it off.
Samoja was happy to be close.
Well, I think it was a good lesson to be up there and have a chance. You know, Jorge is quite far ahead, so I'm going to be a couple short. But, you know, it was, a good day in the office.
Samoja feels his future is good if he could be the runner-up with some playing deficiencies.
I kept myself, you know, pretty calm and hit a bunch of good shots, but it quite wasn't there, you know, today and this week. And so, but, you know, if I'm top five with this kind of game, you know, it gives me a lot of confidence for the future.
Campillo's second victory comes after a bit of distraction following his first win last year.
I didn't get to practice that much, you know, as you say, too many things to do. Getting married and then the honeymoon, and then so I didn't have much practice, new caddy, new clubs. So everything was a little different and my game was a little off, but I knew that with practice I would get where I was.
World number one golfer Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland is seeking a repeat victory this week, as we hear from Game Room contributor George McNeely in Florida.
Even without Tiger Woods in action and the Masters still 3 weeks away, the Players' Championship so far is the biggest tournament of 2020. World number one Rory McIlroy will soon begin defense of the title he earned here 1 year ago.
I don't think you ever need extra motivation when you come to this golf tournament, but you know, to be the first one to defend here would be very cool. And I think, you know, this golf course can play so differently day to day, depending on wind direction, conditions. But it, it is such a cliche here, but it really doesn't suit any one sort of style of play or one type of player.
McIlroy is fresh off his seventh consecutive top five finish, which came down the road at the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando last Sunday.
I've had some really good success following this path that I'm on, and I'm just really trying to focus on doing the little things right, practicing good habits day in, day out. And, if I keep doing those, then the byproduct is winning, and I definitely don't feel like I'm too far away.
Defending champion Rory McIlroy. All eyes will be on the famed 17th hole, the Island Green here at TPC Sawgrass, and it deserves all the attention it gets. Another thing getting lots of attention, the coronavirus and the impact it has on our lives, which includes attending sporting events. At his State of the Players press conference, Commissioner Jay Monahan revealed the creation of a task force to monitor the developing crisis. It's led by the PGA Tour's medical director, Dr. Tom Huspel, and Chief Administrative Officer, Allison Keller. Earlier this week, Monahan announced his first domestic media rights agreement as commissioner, which has been valued 70% higher than the previous one. It includes Viacom CBS, Comcast NBC Sports Group, and the Walt Disney Company's ESPN Plus for a total package of $700 million a year.
We're so committed to where we are and where we're going. We're thinking multiple years down the road, and we're always thinking about our players and how we make things better for them, continue to make them better for them. And so long as we do that, I think we are going to continue to succeed.
PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan announcing that the tour's subscription video service, PGA Tour Live, which has been around since 2015, will now be part of ESPN Plus. What this massive media rights agreement means is certainly an increase in player purses next season. This domestic renewal comes as a new golf league, the Premier Golf League, is trying to recruit the biggest names away from the PGA Tour. McIlroy has already told them, no thanks. We'll see how this plays out, so stay tuned. For VOA Sports, I'm George McNeely at the Players' Championship in Ponte Vedra, Florida.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.